New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 3,124 and a low of 1,429. Ontario's panel of COVID-19 expert advisors recently recommended that the province needs a circuit breaker, with public health measures that cut contacts by 50% to blunt the worst of Omicron's impact. The Science Table says an accelerated booster campaign isn't enough, and that without any further measures there could be 10,000 daily new cases before Christmas. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported yesterday. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 5 p.m. on December 16, 206,067 tested, 1,571 confirmed, 263 active cases, 8 currently hospitalized, 1,308 resolved, 17 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma: B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK, B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India, P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 1,409 in Sault Ste. Marie and Area 108 in Central and East Algoma, 37 in Elliott Lake and Area 17 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of December 15 states, 4,893 cumulative positives, 4,200 cumulative recovered, 65 deaths, 11 cases currently hospitalized. Latest cases in local schools, as of 10:30 a.m. December 17, ADSB, Anna McCrae Public School, 1 confirmed student case, Ben R. McMullen Public School, 3 confirmed student cases, Blind River Public School, 1 confirmed staff case, Boreal French Immersion Public School, 2 confirmed student cases, Central Algoma Intermediate School, 2 confirmed student cases, Eastview Public School, 1 confirmed student case, Francis H. Clergue Public School, 2 confirmed student cases, Greenwood Public School, 1 confirmed student case, Isabel Fletcher Public School, 1 confirmed student case, Parkland Public School, 1 confirmed student case, 1 confirmed staff case, Pinewood Public School, 8 confirmed student cases, R.M. Moore, 1 confirmed student case, Superior Heights Collegiate and Vocational School, 3 confirmed student cases, Thessalon Public School, 6 confirmed student cases, HSCDSB, Holy Cross Catholic School, 1 confirmed student case, St. Basil Catholic School, 2 confirmed student cases, St. Francis French Immersion Catholic School, 2 confirmed student cases, St. Mary's College Separate School, 4 confirmed student cases, CSCNO, École Secondaire Notre Dame du Sceau, 1 confirmed student case, École Publique Echo des Rapides, 1 confirmed student case. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. Algoma Public Health is continuing in Phase 2 of Ontario's three-phase vaccine distribution program. As of 4:11 p.m. on December 8, 198,733 total doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered, now including third doses for those eligible. 42.1% of children 5 to 11 have received at least one dose, 82.1% of youth 12 to 17 have received at least one dose, 96,267 people have received at least one dose, 81.7% of the population or 85.3% of the eligible population, 89,719 people have received two doses, 12,747 people have received three doses. APH reported cases this week. Cases 1,385 to 1,406 were reported the evening of December 10. Cases 1,407 to 1,439 were reported on December 11. Cases 1,440 to 1,473 were reported on December 12. Cases 1,474 to 1,495 were reported on December 13. Cases 1,496 to 1,529 were reported on December 14. Cases 1,530 to 1,551 were reported on December 15. Cases 1,552 to 1,570 were reported on December 16. COVID-19 vaccine booster dose available in Algoma to those 50-plus appointments can be booked at participating pharmacies and community clinics. Blind River Public School and WC Ekit students move to online learning after suspected Omicron COVID-19 case reported the individual is being tested to see if this is potentially a case of the Omicron variant. Weekly virtual appointments with counselors available to cope with holiday and COVID mental health. Those without phone, internet will still be seen in person. Canada. Every pandemic runs its course, TAM assures public in face of Omicron. While COVID-19 might be with us for many years to come, TAM is optimistic the pandemic could end in the foreseeable future. Regular testing for staff, visitors among changes at long-term care homes effective immediately, December 14. All visitors must be fully vaccinated. Traveler returning to Canada fuming after being selected for random COVID-19 testing. Sean Parent was tested twice for COVID-19 before re-entering Canada, but was selected for mandatory random testing anyway. He wonders why he didn't have to quarantine. COVID-19 outbreak declared at Group Health Center. Algoma Public Health has identified 8 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in this outbreak. Remote work during COVID-19 shifting the CEWS workplace paradigm. Sault Ste. Marie Chamber of Commerce says more and more organizations are going to a hybrid model of work during the pandemic. Watch. Ford provides update on COVID vaccine booster strategy. He was joined by Minister of Health Christine Elliott, Solicitor General Sylvia Jones and Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore. Booster shots open to people 18 years and up on Monday. Capacity limits are being lowered for venues with a capacity of 1,000 or more. Rapid take-home test will be available at some LCBOs. Further COVID measures implemented by Algoma Public Health. The news comes due to what APH calls ongoing extremely high COVID-19 activity in Algoma, and includes the suspected presence of Omicron in the region. Canada. Ottawa advises against international travel as provinces prepare to fight Omicron. Ottawa said it is sending shipments of COVID-19 booster doses and rapid tests to provinces and territories to combat the virus. 15,000 appointments for third dose of COVID-19 begin this weekend. The appointments can be booked online or by phone. All PUC employees must be fully vaccinated by New Year's Eve. Return to office planned for New Year is likely to be deferred. Ontario doctors try to predict everyday life in the third year of the COVID-19 pandemic. Things keep changing, but Ontario is definitely moving to a new normal way of living.